So we're finally seeing a crypto pump, and I actually think when I look at this pump and I look at the altcoins, and specifically there's a pattern in the altcoins that I'm looking at, I have good news. I have really, really, really good news. The good news is that I actually think that this is finally a crypto pump that may actually last. And I'm going to show you exactly why I'm so bullish on this pump and why I think that this pump is not like the previous pumps. This one may actually last longer than the other pumps. And I'm going to also show you some altcoins that are going to continue this pump, or at least I think are going to continue pumping if this pump continues. So if that sounds good to you, you know what to do. Number one, subscribe to the channel as quick as possible. Also, obliterate this like button and let's get the show on the road. We have such PTSD as crypto holders. We've been so badly abused and we have such bad PTSD that when we finally see a pump, or when we see a pump, we are so skeptical. But actually, I think this pump is a little bit different. I think that if you look at some of the things that are happening under the hood here, we are actually getting the right altcoins pumping in the right order. And that shows me, or that gives me the idea that this pump is actually different from all of the other pumps, and we're going to talk about that today. So listen, I wasn't going to do a show today, but I saw green candles. I was like, oh, holy shit, I've got to come here and I've got to do a show for you guys. We're also going to discuss an ecosystem that's going to pump. At the end of the show, I'm going to show you how you can make $1,000 immediately today. I'm going to show you how you can get $1,000 immediately today. And I'm going to talk about one token that I think is going to absolutely fly if this market continues to run. So if that sounds good to you, let's not waste any more time. Let's get the show on the road. You guys obliterate the like button. I'm going to bring the alpha. The more you like, the more alpha comes. Also, let me know what you think of my suite here in the hotel room. I'll tell you, this hotel, absolutely amazing hotel in Hong Kong. I walked into the hotel. They said to me, oh, we're sorry, sir. We were overbooked. So we're upgrading you to the governor's suite. I was like, excuse me, you apologize for that? And they gave me the governor's suite. Holy shit, you should see the suite. You know, maybe I'll pick up the laptop and we can take a walk around towards the end. But holy shit, you've never seen a hotel room like this. I would say that this hotel room is about 200 meters. I don't know. I'm guessing it's like 200 meters. From now, for this show and for this show alone, please, I would appreciate it if you would refer to me as Governor Run, because I'm here at the governor's suite, okay? So if you could please just for the purposes of today, just refer to me as Governor Run, okay? So in the comments, just Governor Run. Anyway, let's talk about the alpha of the day. So I look at the bubbles today, and I see that number one, Bitcoin's back at 98,000. Number two, I see the altcoins actually pumping. What happened in the last 24 hours? What happened in the last 24 hours that got the market pumping like this? Well, for one, we got the Fed minutes. Now, the Fed minutes, what are the Fed minutes? The Fed minutes are minutes of the meeting that the Fed had last month, when they had the Fed meeting a month ago. And what they do is they publish the minutes a month later, right? I don't know why they do that. It seems pretty dumb. Like at our company, if we do minutes, the minutes must be ready 2 seconds after the meeting. Otherwise, someone's fired, right? You know who you are, the person that's fired. But actually, why do you even have minutes these days when you can just have like record the meeting and an AI can just do meeting minutes? But anyway, the Fed still do shit like that, and they publish the minutes a month later. And what the minutes showed us is they showed us things that they didn't show us at the last FOMC. One of the things they showed us is that in their expectations of the Fed's balance sheet policy, the respondents of the survey on average saw that the process of runoff concluding by mid-2025. What that means is that the market is expecting quantitative tightening, or the Fed is expecting quantitative tightening to end by mid-2025, right? So up until now, we've been doing quantitative tightening. We know that what we're looking for is quantitative easing. But before we get to quantitative easing, we got to stop quantitative tightening. And quantitative tightening is the process in which the Fed extracts money out of the market, right? And so what the market's saying is that on average, the policy respondents saw that the Fed was going to stop quantitative tightening by mid-2025. Now, if we look at the Fed's meetings coming up, there's one in March, So chances are it probably won't happen in March. But then either May or June, probably the Fed will announce that they're going to do quantitative stop quantitative tightening. Now, that would mean that we are moving one step closer to quantitative easing. Now, to set expectations straight, I think that there's not a chance in hell that we're getting quantitative easing in 2025. But what would be great is if we just got no quantitative tightening. That's like one step better than quantitative easing. And so for now, the good news is that we kind of have a date. We know that the date's going to be sometime around mid-2025, or at least that's what the Fed anticipates around quantitative tightening. Also, remember that right now that the US has hit its debt ceiling, and as a result, they are emptying out this what they call Treasury General Account, which is about $1 trillion, $830 billion. And right now, that is going into the market as stimulus. So you've kind of got a scenario where there's stimulus going into the market, or quasi-stimulus going into the market. And then you've got like the Fed saying, look, we're probably going to stop tightening either at the next meeting or the meeting after. And that's really good news. The other bit of good news is that Trump came out again. He's being vocal about crypto. Don't fall for this shit. It's not new stuff. He's just talking about the executive order, which he signed a long time ago.
And executive orders to keep the United States at the forefront of artificial intelligence and to end Joe Biden's war on Bitcoin and crypto. We ended that war totally. That war is over.
So he's basically said, look, we signed the executive order on crypto and AI. But then what he said that, remember we spoke about auditing of Fort Knox, which is where there's the majority of the U.S. gold reserves, right? So what Trump basically, we thought, look, there's a small chance that they will actually audit the gold reserves in Fort Knox. But it seems like Trump's a dog with a bone. He's like, no, we are actually going to audit the reserve. Listen.
We're going to go into Fort Knox to make sure the gold is there.
Are they going
to you know that? We're going to go into Fort Knox. Do you know about that?
So he's now really talking about going into Fort Knox and auditing the gold reserve. Now, if that happens, if you look at Polymarkets are saying there's a 16 or 18% chance that not all the gold is going to be there. If the gold is not there, let me tell you, it's going to be the biggest moment in Bitcoin's life and history, because everyone's going to jump out of this physical gold and say, we want to be in this new digital gold that actually lives on chain that we can audit immediately. And we don't want to be in this old gold bars. It could be like that big aha moment where everyone just go from physical gold into digital gold. And so what I would do here, if this becomes real, you short gold and you long Bitcoin. Simple. Because the only outcome that can happen is that there's going to be some gold missing or some kind of anomalies. And then Bitcoin flies and basically gold crashes. We'll talk about gold in a second. There are also markets on Polymarket for how much gold is in there. So you can see no one even knows how much gold they're expecting to find in there, which is what if there is more gold? There's no more gold. There's no such thing as more gold. There may be some fake gold. Also, Trump announced this new crazy thing, a Doge stimulus check. Okay, now, for those of you who don't know what this is, just listen up.
Giving taxpayers billions and billions of dollars every single day. And there's even under consideration a new concept where we give 20% of the Doge savings to American citizens and 20% goes to paying down debt because the number.
So what they're saying is, look, if Doge is doing such a good job, right, that it's doing such a good job that they're actually going to be able to give Americans stimulus checks, basically like a repeat of the stimulus checks. Now, look, I don't think that's a good idea, and I don't think it's going to happen, because the last time they gave stimulus checks, the stimulus checks caused inflation. The last thing they can afford is giving people more money now to cause more inflation. But I think it just shows the sentiment there. And then you got Elon, which is, he's like right next to Trump, and he's like, Trump's like, we're going to audit Fort Knox. And Elon's like, wouldn't it be cool if we could do like a video walkthrough? Like Trump's like, Elon's so excited about doing this walkthrough through Fort Knox and actually checking the gold. Anyway, but that's what happened overnight. Now, let me show you a few reasons why I'm bullish and I'm very bullish, but let me show you why I'm bullish now. Like now, let me show you some ecosystems that I'm actually bullish about. By the way, you still haven't guessed which hotel this is. None of you have managed to guess which hotel this is. And also, I'm reminding you again, it's Governor Run, exactly like GPS Vlog says. See, GPS Vlogs, he knows exactly, it's Governor Run. So let me show you the data, because remember in the thumbnail and in the title, we said proof. We're going to show you proof as to why we think this pump is going to last, right? So let me show you the actual data as to why I think this pump is going to last. First thing is, I'm looking at the total stable coins on the market. This shows how much liquidity is coming into Shinobi, you're wrong, by the way. How much liquidity is coming into the markets, into the crypto markets? Now, what you'll notice is that we started the year. Let me take you to January. Here we go. January is, yeah. We started the year with $203 billion in stablecoins. And now we have $225 billion in stablecoins. Lindy, well done. So $225 billion in stablecoins, which means that over 12% of all the stablecoins in circulation have been added since the beginning of the year. In other words, there is a massive inflow of stablecoins currently into the crypto market. That's the first thing. The second thing is that we are currently in a consolidation. I mean, no kidding. We all know about this consolidation. This consolidation has been going on since the 11th of November. So this consolidation is now 101 days old. Look, it's not as old as the old consolidation, the one that nearly broke a lot of us. That consolidation was 250 days. Remember, so what, it's not as old as that consolidation, but it's still 101 days old. Now, interestingly, what's happening in this consolidation is, if you look at the Bollinger Bands basically show when there is no volatility in the market, right? And you can see that every single time that the Bollinger Bands have squeezed near the bottom, in other words, the gap between the Bollinger Bands has been squeezed, that in a bull market has led to a massive move up, right? So under the assumption that you still think we're in a bull market, what you can see is that every single time that the Bollinger Bands have squeezed, we've had a massive move up. And now the Bollinger Bands are very, very, very close to squeezing, right? Maybe there's a little bit to go, but the Bollinger Bands are actually starting to squeeze. And the last couple of times that's resulted in a massive move up for Bitcoin, right? So that's another thing that I'm looking at. The next thing that I'm looking at is actually gold. Now, gold, as you can see, is at all-time highs. But then when you compare crypto to gold, what you'll realize is that gold has, in this cycle, always led crypto. So here, gold started to run. Bitcoin started to run 77 days after. Then here, this is, by the way, from Chris, one of our researchers. Here, gold started to run. And then 98 days later, Bitcoin started to run. And so far, here, 56 days later, Bitcoin hasn't started to run, but gold has gone on a massive uptake. So right now, what you can see is that all those dynamics and all these on-chain metrics look extremely, extremely, extremely bullish. When it comes to altcoins, this is the part that I'm most excited about. And this is the part that I want to spend some time talking about. Generally, when you look at the altcoins, generally, because obviously there's some anomalies, but when you look at the altcoins, you will notice that the bubbles that are green today are not the same bubbles that have been green every other time. Generally, when we look at the altcoin market, it's been led primarily by a whole lot of meme coins. This time is slightly different. If you look at the protocols that are actually running, it seems as if people have been burnt by and instead of going back into meme coins, they're starting to move into quality. So finally, it looks like people are moving money into real quality things. And I actually want to look at some of the quality that people are moving their money into, because I think there's a lot of lessons in here. The first one we should probably talk about is Bearer Chain. Generally what happens, and you can probably see it here in the Bearer Chain charts. Let's just go to like the 1 month chart. So generally what happens is people get their airdrops, they dump their airdrops, and then the token starts to move up. You know this chart all too well. You can see Bearer Chain starting to move up again. The next one that's probably worth talking about, Story Protocol, new protocol that is actually launched. But the other one that I want to talk about is actually Tau. So Tau is a BitTensor. This token has actually been moving quite a bit. So if you look at the last like 1, 2, 3 days, in the last 3 days, BitTensor has gone up 30%. And the reason why BitTensor has gone up 30% is because they've changed the way that they do staking, right? In the old days, you used to stake your BitTensor or your TAR, and you used to get TAR tokens, right? But now, what they've done is they've said that you can stake your TAR, and what you can do is you can earn tokens in the TAR subnets. Now, this sounds like quite complicated, but essentially, what TAR is it's an AI infrastructure, and each subnet or each project kind of has a subnet underneath the main infrastructure, to simplify it very, very much. And so, whereas you used to be able to stake and earn TAR tokens, Now they've given you the opportunity to stake TAU and earn tokens in the individual projects or the subnets, so to speak, right? So you can see that there's massive, massive, massive results. Like this one here, there's a, in the last 7 days has yielded 499%. This one here has yielded 269%. It's almost like you're staking your TAU and you're earning tokens. You can either still continue to earn TAU tokens, but those are dropping, or you can earn tokens in the subnet. Now, this is quite complicated and it requires a little bit of work without doubt, but that is why this token is actually starting to go up. So again, people are moving away from, hey, I'm here to make quick money on memes, to, you know what, let's just get into the actual protocols that are actually looking good. Next one that's looking good is Say. Why is Say looking good? Couple of reasons why Say is looking good. Number one, it's completely, completely, completely undervalued. Number two, Say in its technology is a competitor to a protocol called Monad, and Monad is on testnet. And so people are starting to say, okay, hold on a second. Monad does parallelized EVM. Say does exactly the same thing. And now there's going to be this parallelism protocol, which is going to happen. And so that's why they're starting to run. At the same time, World Liberty actually went and bought, okay, small amount, $125,000 worth of Zwelithu. I can say your name, but I just can't say parallelism. Just doesn't work for me. I've tried it. I can say Zwelithu. I can speak Zulu, Xhosa, whatever you want, but I can't. I just can't get parallelism. Doesn't happen. Next thing. So World Liberty 5 bought $125,000 of Say. I mean, it's a small buy. Josh bought more yesterday. I know that as well. Josh bought way more than that. Okay, so that is why Say is running, right? Okay, the next one I want to talk about, I actually want to spend quite a bit more time talking about, and that is this one over here, Sonic. Okay, so Sonic is starting to pump. Now, remember that what Sonic is Sonic is the upgrade of Phantom, right? So what actually is it? It's a very, very, very fast EVM compatible chain. It is also, it's a parallel chain to Ethereum, and it can become a sidechain to Ethereum effectively. Now, we have seen Sonic absolutely, absolutely explode. Let's just look at some of the performance. So the price has gone from about 38 cents to about 76 cents in this bad time, okay? So in this bad time, the price has gone from the one, from that to the other. But it's not only about price. If you look at the TVL in Sonic has been going absolutely exponential. The next thing that I'm looking at is the DEX volume. So if I look at the volume on the DEXs, and that shows me the number of tokens that are being traded and the amount of people that are trading tokens. And you can see that the DEX volume on Sonic has also started to go up exponentially, right? And then you can see that the stable coins that have been bridged onto the chain are also going up very, very, very fast. So when I look at all the fundamentals here, when I look at all the on-chain metrics here, what I'm seeing here is I'm seeing an ecosystem that's about to explode, right? We've been waiting for the launch of Sonic. We held Phantom. We've been holding it for a long time. We've been telling you about this, but now it's actually coming to fruition. And the ecosystem is actually starting to grow, and we'll talk about the ecosystem in a second. Also, when you look at DBridge, which of course you know is the best bridge in the whole world, and if you're bridging, go down here and bridge to Sonic using DBridge, and you're going to earn points in the airdrop. There's a link for you guys below. But anyway, what you can see, there's a new record in inflows into Sonic. So what you've got here is you've got a protocol which is starting to grow. Now, why am I so excited? Because this protocol is not growing because of meme coins. It's not growing because of NFTs. It is growing because of something that I really believe in, and that is DeFi. So Sonic, right now, when I look at all the growth around Sonic, it's not based on dog coins and cat coins and president coins and African country coins. It is based on something completely different. It is based on DeFi, and it is based on TVL. Okay, now that for me is something that I'm very excited about. And then when I align that with the technology of Sonic, so if I look at the technology of Sonic, number one is from a speed point of view, you cannot beat Sonic. Okay, so here is the comparison of all the other blockchains, not all, but a lot, and Sonic. And you can see that right now on, as per this table, this is the fastest chain that exists out there. So as Andre says, maximum theoretical TPS, 0.6 block time, 21K transfer. He says, basically, this thing is the fastest EVM chain that is actually out there. So that's the first thing. The second thing that makes me very excited about Sonic is that they've got a new economic model. And I want to talk about what the new economic model is. So generally, when you spend gas, the gas fees go to the validators, right? And the block producers and the people that basically approve the blocks. That is where your gas fees go when you make a transaction on any other chain. In Sonic, the app which you're using is the app that earns 90% of the fees, and 10% of the fees goes to the validators, right? So instead of the validators earning 100% of the gas fees, here, 90% goes to the app and 10% actually goes to the validator. Now, why is that important? Because it incentivizes good apps to earn a lot of money out of the gas. Now, you kind of think about it, it makes perfect sense. Like, if I'm building an amazing app on the chain and I'm bringing amazing people to the chain and they're using my app, why should the validators earn all the fucking rewards, right? And that's exactly what Sonic has actually done. It says, on Sonic, you earn 90% of your fees that your app generates with fee market rewards, rewarding you for traffic that you bring on the chain. And they say it mirrors the YouTube ad revenue model where the creators share in the platform success. The only thing is that this is decentralized. And so what they're saying is, this is crackling. I'm trying to move it so it doesn't crackle anymore. There we go. I think that should stop crackling it. So what they're saying is, with fee market, you bring the people and you will earn the fees that are done on chain. Now that's quite unique. There are some other chains that do it, but Sonic is a very fast EVM chain that actually does it. Okay. Now let's just think about what would have happened if Ethereum did that, right? So if Ethereum did that, Compound would have earned $30 million in fees. Aave would have earned $87 million in fees. Circle would have earned $305 million in fees. Tether would have earned, that's nearly $1 billion. And Uniswap would have earned $2.5 billion. You understand the difference here. You're rewarding good, if you create a good app, your app will just be funded by the fees of the chain instead of the fees going to the block producers and the validators. And that's a massive, massive, massive innovation, which is actually starting to happen, right? That's happening on Sonic. And then, of course, there is there's an airdrop now on Sonic, which is about to happen. And it's happening for users that actually use the dApps. It's got a name. Let me just get you the name because I'm so bad. I'm tired and I don't remember what the name is. I think it's called Sonic Boom. It's called Sonic Boom. That's what it's called. Sonic Boom. So if you are participating on apps, and the app is participating in Sonic Boom, that means by using the apps, you're actually going to get a Sonic airdrop. So, I just want to show you this because I think it's actually quite cool. All of this is happening before Aave goes onto Sonic and before Pendle goes onto Sonic. And from what I understand, Aave and Pendle are moving to Sonic very, very, very soon, right? Or will start supporting Sonic very, very soon. So I think, again, what we're seeing on Sonic is actually a very successful pump, and a pump that may actually continue way beyond like an ADD pump, which is like one that happens today and then tomorrow you come back and it's like gone and the whole pump's gone. I actually think that this is a developing ecosystem in a narrative which I really like, which is DeFi, right? I really like the DeFi narrative. I think that now money is moving to utility tokens and also moving to tokens that are not meme coins, of course, so utility tokens, but also fee-generating or fee-sharing meme coins, right? And that's, for me, pretty big. Also, I saw this, which I think is worth reading, right? It says, which is more undervalued? Now, let's just quickly look at this. Cardano has a fully diluted valuation of $35 billion, and Sonic has a fully diluted valuation of $1.7 billion. So 20 times difference, right? But when you look at the metrics, and I know the Cardano community are going to be here any second now, and they're going to destroy this stream, but we will not relent. We will report the facts. So, and then Charles will make a video about how Rand said that. So, Sonic TVL, $405 million. Cardano TVL, $387 million. Sonic wins. Sonic app revenue, 100K per day. Cardano app revenue, 2K per day. Okay. Sonic FDV, 1.77 billion. Cardano FDV, 35 billion. Now, look, I don't know if that means that Sonic is undervalued or that Cardano is overvalued or both, but I think it means something. I think it does mean something. Anyway, let's carry on. Let's carry on with the show. So, you know that when we look at an ecosystem and when we think that that ecosystem is going to run, we play a game and we invest in certain tokens in the ecosystem. And what do we invest in? We invest in the layer one. We always invest in the layer one. Because no matter what the value that is created on the chain, the layer one actually gains to benefit. In this case, the layer one gains to benefit slightly less because remember, the gas is actually going back to the apps. But the layer one does benefit. The next layer that we look at is we look at the DEXs on the chain, right? And then we look at the various applications on the chain that we think are going to win. So we follow that, that investment thesis. And so for me, when I look at Sonic, the first thing I want to know is what is going to be the best DEX on Sonic. Now, it's very, very, very early out the gates, but there are a few DEXs that are showing real traction in terms of winning, in the DEX race. Now, the prize for the DEX race, let's just look at some numbers here, just so you understand the prize for the DEX race. So if we look at Radium, and we look at Radium's fully diluted market cap, the market cap for Radium fully diluted is 2.5 billion. And if we look at Solana, so 2.5 billion, and we look at Solana, Solana's market cap is 103 billion. So the DEX is about 2.5% of the fully diluted value of the chain, right? Now let's look at Ethereum. So if we look at Ethereum, Ethereum's market cap is 331 billion. And if we look at Uniswap, 5 billion. 5 billion divided by 3. So we're talking about between 1.5% and 2.5% of the fully diluted valuation of the platform is the DEX, okay? So now with that in mind, we need to see what the prize is for the DEX that actually wins. And right now, if I look at the valuation of Sonic, let's just quickly look at what the valuation of Sonic is. It is 2.5 billion. So we're looking for the DEX to right now have between a 500 million, not 500 million, 2.5% of a 5 billion. So that's what we're currently looking at. In terms of doing it. So what are the DEXs that we're actually looking at? Right now, without doubt, the major DEX on Phantom, on Sonic, is actually Shadow, right? So it's got the highest TVL, has about $100 million in TVL. It does daily volumes of about 171 million, and it takes in daily fees of about 667 million. It is by far the biggest DEX at the moment, right? But there are two others that you want to look at. The two others that we're looking at is, one is, and by the way, this is the FTV is 535 million. And this is the performance of Shadow in the last couple of days. To be honest, I'm not buying Shadow. I missed that trade. I'm out of that trade. What I am looking to buy is I'm looking to buy the other DEXs. And in that vein, what you have is you have two others that I'm interested in. One is WAGMI. WAGMI is the DEX that was built by Daniela Sesta. Very good DEX. It's not focused on Sonic. It does Sonic, Carver, and Ethereum, and a whole lot of other chains, right? And the other one, which is actually the one that I'm looking at, is called SwapX. When you look at the metrics, when you look at the valuation metrics around SwapX versus WAGMI versus Shadow, and you look at the FDV divided by the annualized fees, you see that this one has the lowest FDV divided by the annualized fees. Obviously, the winner is going to have the highest FDV divided by annualized fees. And so it depends. I read this tweet and it just made me realize it. It basically said the DEX wars are actually on. Like, and right now, we don't know who the winning DEX is going to be. It looks like out the gate, it's going to be Sonic, but there's, it's Shadow, but there is SwapX. You got SwapX, you got a whole lot of others that are going to come. You've got WAGMI and a whole lot of others. The thing is that if you land up using SwapX, because they're part of Sonic Boom, you can actually get some of the Phantom airdrop for actually using SwapX. So again, I'm looking at the DEXs. As I say, the fastest horse out of the gates by far, by far, by far, you've got Shadow. And then if you look at number two, you've got Wagme and number three, which is Swapex. So you can go and take your bets and you can place your bets accordingly. Then you've got all the other applications on chain. You've got Hey Anon. And I wanted to tell you guys yesterday to buy this and I didn't because I didn't do a show. If you look at it today, I did say it on the front runners call yesterday. You look at it today, it's already gone up. You missed it. There was like a 35% pump. But there is AI being built there. This is Daniela Sesta's project. It is a extraction layer where effectively AI agents are going to be able to do complicated tasks directly on chain, right? Someone says pump was fun while it lasted. What? Okay, so we're down $1,000 again. I mean, it'll come back up. Don't worry. Chill. Take a chill pill. Take a chill pill. Okay, so there's a lot happening. And then you got Beats. Beats is the staking basically. So Beats is the staking protocol, LST staking protocol and stuff like that. So all of these are things that you need to look at. And again, I'm saying to you, and there's also Navi. Now, Navi, be careful. So Navi is a derivatives exchange on Sonic, but the FTV is very, very, very small. And so I don't know if it's like big enough, so to speak. So that is what I'm looking at. And I'm looking at this ecosystem. I'm going, look, I actually really trust the pump in this ecosystem. Why? Because there's going to be a whole lot of TVL flowing into this ecosystem. There's going to be a lot of applications which are dropped by Andre Crenier onto this ecosystem, which he hasn't even dropped yet. There's going to be native USDC and USDT on Sonic. And so I think that if you're getting in now, yes, there may be fluctuations, but if you're getting in now, you're getting in early. And that's kind of like when you want to be getting in. Now, look, I'm not buying Hey Anon today and I'm not buying Shadow today because I think those guys have run a hell of a lot. But start looking for new projects that are starting to come out of the Phantom ecosystem, right? Start looking for those new projects because they can give you a lot of outsized returns. Anyway, let's move on to other things. We had the launch of Kaito today. It's trading on Bybit at the moment. Currently valued at $900 million FDV. For those of you who don't know, Kaito is basically they analyze sentiment on the markets. It's those squares that we always use. You probably remember it. Anyway, so that is Kaito. Kaito's got a $900 million valuation. This token is going down now because everyone is dumping their airdrop, okay? However, you know the chart. The chart's going to do that. You know that, right? You know how these charts work. A lot of people are getting the airdrop and they are dumping the airdrop. So you can see that a lot of people are getting the airdrop and then dumping the airdrop. So you can see a lot of people getting this airdrop and dumping the airdrop. And once they finish dumping, someone says, I got 500 yaps turned into $1,000. I got like 20 yaps. I participated quite late in this yap program. The yap program is effectively, you just connect your Twitter and then they monitor what you're talking about. And that's how they get their data. And then you become a yapper. You can all become yappers. Just go and sign up on Yap. Just look it up. It's the Kaito Yap platform. But the reason why I want to talk about this is, A, look out for that chart, the one where everyone dumps their airdrop and then the chart goes back up. The second thing is, if you look at cookie.fun, cookie, I think that cookie will get a pump because people will realize that these are very, very, very similar, right? And they do very, very, very similar thing. And this one's only got a fully diluted valuation of $203 million. So I think that cookie.fun could actually catch a pump on the back of Kaito coming into the market and giving some relative valuation to all of this. So yeah, that is it for the day. You can trade. You can trade, by the way, you can trade Kaito on Bybit and you can trade Kaito on WeX. I did say that I was going to give you guys one extra token, which I think is going to run. So I dropped that token in Front Runners. Why? Because I'll tell you why I dropped it in Front Runners and not yet. Because the token that I dropped has a very, very, very illiquid market. And I think it's a very, very, very good token, but I think that it's illiquid. And the problem is that if I drop it here on YouTube and all you guys ape in, you guys are going to destroy the market and you're going to destroy one another. And so I dropped the token in Front Runners. Now, if you want to join Front Runners, there's a link below. You can join. However, I'm going to give you, because of what I've done today, and again, the reason why I'm doing it is not because I don't want to give it to the YouTube viewers, but just because I'm scared that if I do give it to the YouTube viewers, you guys will absolutely destroy this market, okay? And I don't want you guys to destroy the market. So what I did was the following. You dropped a link here for Frontrunners. You can sign up to Frontrunners now. The token, the new call has already been dropped. If you're not happy within 30 days, you can cancel and you can get your money back. You send me an email and I will refund you your money, okay? So that's the link that you have to use. I also promised you today that I was going to show you how you can get $1,000 and a free $1,000 trade. And I'm going to show you how to get the $1,000 free trade, okay? Watch this. Now, someone says, just spit it out. The problem is, I know how illiquid it is. And by the way, I'm telling you people, because I've told the front runners as well, it is, it's very illiquid. So when you enter, you'll see that there's an entry price. Be careful of that. Don't go too high above that entry price because the price then may come down. Anyway, now I told you guys I'd show you how you can get $1,000 free trade. So here's how it works. Remember we gave the WEX promotion and WEX gave $100 to people and then another $100 and then $20. So our friends at Bybit were watching this, right? And they were like, how come you're supporting WEX and this is not fair and why the hell are you doing it? And I said to them, look, guys, you don't give our community a good enough offer. So as a result, I'm supporting WEX. So then Bybit came to me and they said, look, what if we give your users $1,000 position in a token? And I was like, okay, I'm listening. How does it work? So here's how it works, okay? I think it's quite smart. I actually think it's really smart. So here's how it works. What you do is you open an account on Bybit. And then you deposit $100 into your Bybit account and put it into the futures account. So you've opened an account, you've done nothing, you haven't spent any money, you drop $100 into your account. They will then give you a $1,000 position in any one of the tokens that I've chosen, right? And I've chosen Bitcoin, ETH, Solana, I think XRP, and I don't remember what other ones there were. But you can open a $1,000 position on those tokens, right? Now, if the position goes up, you get to keep all the profits. If the position goes down, you lose nothing. Okay? You lose nothing. You still keep your $100. So you understand how it works, right? You sign up, you put $100 into the account, they give you a $1,000 position in the token that you select, when you select. So you choose the timing as well. If it goes up, you get to keep all the profits. If it doesn't and it goes down, then you don't lose anything. Okay, so I'll show you a video of how it actually works. You can see it here. I hope you can see videos. So you deposit the $1,000, as you can see. You go to the thing and you say claim, and you use it. Okay, you close that. You choose which token you want to buy as part of your position. And then you open the position. So you put in, you say buy, use. You see, you used your thing there. Okay, follow this video. You can go long, you can go short. This guy went short, crazy. But anyway, he went short. And there we go. So you get a $1,000 position. Now, if it goes up, you keep the profits. If it goes down, there's a stop loss and you don't lose anything. And that's basically what happens. Okay, so now this is going to be open until Saturday morning. Okay, so we are now in Thursday. You've got until Saturday morning. You know what you need to do. I'll see you guys again on Monday because I'm flying tomorrow. So tomorrow there's going to be no show. Until then, trade well, my friends.